Madam.
Item 4 is an application for a plan of subdivision and zoning change to bylaw 200-2006 by rezoning the land from an R1M and RR5 residential districts to an R1M residential district for 302 and 306 Jack Avenue under file DASZ. Of 2008. In accordance with the City of Winnipeg Charter and the Development Procedures Bylaw, this is a combined hearing, and the following item will also be heard at the same time, namely, item 5, an application to vary the special boundary conditions of zoning bylaw number 200 of 2006 for the establishment of three building lots to permit reduced lot widths and areas for 302 Jack Avenue under file DAV 105932 of 2008.
Thank you. All right. I have the applicant registered as Mr. Warren Earl. You're Mr. Earl, I take it. Okay, welcome.
Thank you.
You can state your name and address for the record. Again, we're trying to keep everything to...
I understand.
Thank you.
I prepared a few notes just so I can follow my thoughts process. My name is Warren Earl. I reside at 85 Weeps Drive in North Kelowna. I am the owner of Concord Properties, the applicant. Concord Properties has purchased the property known as 302-306 Jacques Avenue off of Mr. Vandenberg. It was zoned R14 and consisted of 100 feet by 120 feet in depth on Jacques Avenue. The city has, just to go back just a second, I represented Mr. Vandenberg at this committee about a year ago when it was rezoned to R14. After that, the city made me aware of the fact that there was a 16-foot strip of vacant land immediately adjacent to the property that I had purchased. And that it was willing to sell it. Therefore, my application for three lots, two being 38.2 feet by 120, and one being 40 feet by 120 feet in depth. I have prepared a package of house designs and sizes that builders are now selling in North Kelowna and Harborview South area, which is just adjacent to this Kelowna Estates. In their new phases that can be built on these lot sizes. These are the sizes and styles that will be built on these lots. The price ranges of these homes to be built on these lots will range anywhere from $260,000 to $300,000. I would be prepared to show you those. And my other comments are that I am in agreement with the district district planner's report. However, I would ask you to note in his report the analysis and issues section where he indicates on page 3 that there are a number of other properties that have single-family dwelling homes fronting Jacques Avenue with lot sizes of 39 feet, and those addresses are 235, 239. You can read it for yourself. There's numerous addresses on Jacques Avenue that have 39-foot frontages. And also the fact that the surrounding neighborhood is or was once zoned R14, which allows for lots varying in size from 40 feet, but also including 50 feet lots. So I will hand those if you are interested in seeing the type of house designs that can be built on those lots and that will be built on those lots if this application is approved. You can give one to each counselor if you like. Also, I have some additional copies if any of the people in opposition are not aware and probably aren't aware of what my intent was to build on those lots.
Okay. Are there... is that your presentation, Cyril, right now?
Yes.
Okay.
Yep.
Are there any questions?
Yeah.
Councilor Thomas?
I'll ask you the same question that was asked in mine that I should have asked. Did you invite the residents to come over and see this? Have any kind of
No, I have to apologize for that. I recognize now that was a mistake. However, I would point out that when I did make this application a year ago, and the property was posted for an R14 zoning, I had no opposition to the application. Also the signage, I guess the signage that goes up now has my name on it and my phone number for any questions. Unfortunately, I did not receive any phone calls. However, I did talk to a couple of neighbors, and when they expressed their opposition, I contemplated what their reasons for opposition were, and I would be only too willing to try to appease them at this particular point in time. But I'm not sure that can happen.
My last question has to do with the homes that you've shown us here. You haven't decided which one will go. It'll be up to the individual person, but they've got a choice of six types of homes to
correct
from here.
If you take a note, if you take note at the top of each one of the pages, you'll see a number there.
Yeah.
And the number indicates that style of home is presently being built in North Kildonan and in Harborview South on those types of frontages. So
right.
If you take a look at the first one,
right.
Just for your information,
yeah.
The Bradbury, that home can be built on 38 feet.
And then there's a price listing.
Right. Now, that price listing, of course, is the basic price. It does not include the lot, nor does it include extras. So when you actually, you know, go into Harborview and, you know, they attract you by a base price, and, of course, when you go in there and go to purchase the home, there's extras. But I wanted to show you the styles that it would be our intent to build. We're not interested, and I know that the residents were not aware of this. It, by no means do we intend to build, little 700 square foot bi-levels with detached garages, such as was put on Grassy over the last little while. That's not our intention to do that. We want to build only homes which would complement the area. And if the application is approved, you have my word on it, I guess.
Are story and a half, two-story homes?
Most of the homes would be two-story,
bungalow.
Right. Well, there has to be some variation for people to
right.
have an option.
Just
I wouldn't
in case
want to deny
someone
somebody the privilege of building a
No, someone could
a bungalow,
have a physical
right.
disability and not want a two-story home.
But I do make the apology for not contacting the residents in advance. I just assumed there wouldn't be any option. But in talking to the people, I realized that there is. I'd be willing to hear what they have to say, and I'd like to address those concerns after.
Okay.
Mr. Earl, all right, Councillor Broaddy, any questions at this point?
Okay.
Mr. Earl, you're aware that it's fairly safe to assume the reason what your application last year, you didn't have any opposition because you were going down from one large lot to two lots 50 feet wide, which
correct.
Is fairly standard.
Yes, I was aware of that.
And I understand what you're saying, that other lots in the area are 38 to 44 feet, I think you said. But this community committee has been fairly consistent, you're aware, when it comes to the lots along Jacques, especially to the west, with regards to subdivisions?
No, I'm not aware of that.
Okay. With regards to 50,
I understand that on Jacques Avenue, one of the reasons why that has occurred was because way back when lots were purchased, they were 100 feet wide at that particular time.
Yeah,
and then when you go to subdivide them, you really don't have a choice. You have one choice to split it, and as a result of that split, it ends up being 50 feet. Here you have a choice because you have 116 feet. You have a choice to go with three lots, which is consistent with the area.
All right. Consistent with the area, but you would agree that there are other lots further down the on the same street which were consistently rezoned at 50 feet.
There are other lots, yes, on Jacques
okay.
to the west, which
okay.
are 50 feet.
And this, you would agree in many ways, this is Silverfields here. This is really the main entrance into the development, coming in out of the development. So it is a very much a, how should we say, it's a landmark. It's a vista coming into an existing housing development. So what takes place at the corner of Jacques and Silverfields is important. Would you not agree?
I would suggest that a delegation be brought before yourselves to put stop signs on the corner of Jacques and Silverfields to prevent the traffic from turning the way it is right now. As a property owner right now, that because I own the property, I wouldn't mind doing that. Yes, okay. To slow the traffic going there, because it is needed to reduce the or to slow down the traffic flow there. Yes.
All right, and you're probably aware that the property that the real estate department of the city is indicating to you.
Right.
They're prepared to sell, has not indicated to the elected representative or asked of the elected representative whether or not they're in support or not in support. You're probably not aware of that. That consultation
no,
has not
I,
taken
I,
place.
I,
okay.
If, all I,
more
all
of,
I,
more
all
of
I know
are
is
you
I
aware
have,
question.
Yeah. No, I'm
more
not aware.
Are you aware?
I'm not aware.
That consultation had not taken place with the area's elected representative whether or not that land should be actually put up for sale or not.
I have a letter from the city when it
No, I hear yeah, what you're saying. Yeah. But the elected representative. Okay,
right.
Fair enough.
I'd just like to point out one other thing, Mr.
Sure.
Ryan, is the fact that this 16-foot lot now, as it now exists, all right, is not landscaped, is not being taken care of on a weekly basis, okay, or even a monthly basis, from my understanding. It's just cut when the grass gets long.
Okay.
All right.
Fair enough.
Okay.
Mr. Earl, thank you. We'll call you back afterwards. Thank you.
Okay.
Anybody else registered in support? I don't have anybody else down here registered in support. Maybe you've come and you didn't register. Anybody else registered in support? Seeing none, in opposition, Brian Sitch. Probably sorry for mutilating your name if I sorry. Come forward and state your name and address for the record, Brian.
Sitch from 417 Grassy Boulevard.
Thank you.
And the property adjacent right across the street from Silverwood.
Okay. Again, just state, keep it 10 minutes or less. And
yeah. I'm in opposition because it's not consistency with the adjacent properties. Everybody's got the 50-foot lots. I'm right across from them, and I'm planning on subdividing in the next while, which I would do 50-foot lots. I don't want to change the concept of the area.
Okay.
So, and the traffic in that corner, that house would be actually coming right up to the side of the sidewalk if you put three lots. I don't know how you can get squeezed three pieces of houses in that property. So, with the extra 16 feet, it'd be out of balance for the whole area in that corner.
So,
even though if it was passed, I would be able to take advantage of the same situation on the other side of the street, which I don't intend doing.
Right. You back on. You have a property that backs also
on Jacques.
Onto Jacques.
Corner of Jacques and so forth.
Right. Okay, I understand. All right, any other questions?
Yeah, I have a question.
All right, Councilor Thomas.
Mr. Sitch, you are across the street on Jean. What's your address?
417 Grassy.
417?
Yeah.
Grassy. Okay, so you. Yeah. I misunderstood. I thought you
the
said you were
the back of my lot is Jacques.
Across the street.
Right here.
Oh, I see.
Across the
ah, okay, so you're right here, 417. Okay. And you have a lot that's 100 feet now?
That's right.
And you live on that lot?
Yes, I do.
And you just, your plans are in the future to just?
Subdivide it.
Okay.
And I've also been approached by the city. I could purchase the other property that's there, but I've chose not to.
Yeah.
So if you were to subdivide in the future, you would just simply divide it?
250-foot lots.
Right. Okay.
I guess, not of Mr. Sitch, but I guess a question, Councillor, would be why did we have that 16-foot border? Was that for a sidewalk?
No, yeah, that'd be a question we could ask later.
I think that was left over from the width of the street and the sidewalk.
The sides.
It was just excess property.
Yeah, the city, yeah.
So, okay, thank you, Mr. Sitch.
Thank you. Any questions? Yeah. Oh, thank you, Mr. Sitch. Brian Buron. Hi, welcome.
Thank you, Brian Buron. I live at 96 Scowron Crescent. I have a few concerns about it. Definitely opposed. As stated earlier, it's the consistency with the rest of the housing in the area is certainly not there. The house immediately adjacent is situated on a 120 or 100-foot wide lot. Beautiful bungalow, three-car attached garage, fully treed, and to have three cookie-cutter houses slapped up beside it would look just ridiculous. I think we all want to retain our property values. When I moved in 18 years ago, I came in the area with a certain presumption of what it should look like and what it would look like. And I think what we're looking at here is someone who's got a patch of land trying to optimize the revenue from it. It's as simple as that. Taking the 16-foot piece of land to the east is bringing the housing, I'm assuming, immediately right up to the sidewalk that is there, or past the sidewalk and potentially over it. I know there's a good-sized boulevard there. I have a really strong concern about the safety of that corner. As you said, it's a gateway into the area. I stand with my daughter dropping her off at the school bus every morning. I watch as the school bus comes east down Jock. As it approaches the intersection on Silverfields and Jock, people that completely blow through the stop sign coming off of Grassy, straight across, I've seen that bus hammer on its brakes. I can't even tell you how many times. If there's a house immediately there, that close to the road, the people that are doing the cursory glances as they're coming up to the stop sign are going to not see even more traffic. They will not have visibility. You've got the driveway that comes right, people will be parking in the front drive. Those vehicles block the view down the street. I have issues too when I come in on Scowron. You look to the east, there's always a vehicle parked right along the curb, and you've got to just, it's like a snowbank is there 24 hours a day. So I really got a concern about the safety. Children skateboarding, biking around there, the amount of parking and traffic, kids darting in and out. I don't think there's really a need to go to three houses on that lot. In fact, we have pretty strong feelings in the neighborhood. One of the neighbors, Tammy Storsa, has gone around with her family, setting up the petition. We've got 154 signatures here.
You give it to the clerk.
I'd like to submit.
Mr. Burrow, thank you.
I believe there's only a couple of households with multiple signatures, two signatures, but I believe there's at least 135 households on there. And the overwhelming feeling in the area is that we do not want this to be split. I don't see how a $300,000 house is going to be sold on those parcels of land in that area. I think that's a bit of a pipe dream. And for all those reasons, I'm greatly opposed.
Okay. Thank you for your presentation. Are there any questions?
Yeah, I have one.
Councillor Thomas?
Which is, you live on 96 Scowron. Can you tell me how wide your lot is?
I'm on a pie-shaped lot. I'm okay. Right on the corner of the bay. So my frontage is, I don't know that I have about 15 feet of frontage, but at the back of my lot, it's 190 feet wide.
Okay.
Now, I know, what the setbacks are for my lot. I don't know what they are for that particular configuration, but when I built, I knew it was 4 feet on one side to the property line and 8 feet on the other. To gain 8 feet on one side without a further variance and 4 feet on the other side, that's 12 feet of the 38 feet right there. So these houses are going to be awfully narrow.
And correct me if I'm wrong, but your house was also part of a planned subdivision with regards to all the lot sizes. So neighbors and residents were moving into the area with the understanding of what the lot sizes were at the time.
Correct.
Okay. Correct. Thanks very much, Mr. Rowland, for your presentation. Thank you. Dirk Geetz. Hi. If you'd state your name and address for the record.
My name is Dirk Geetz. I live at 76 Scowron Crescent.
Welcome.
I'm in agreement with what Mr. Byrne has already stated. In addition to that, at that corner where the proposed subdivision will be, currently with the maximum size of the neighborhood is 50-foot frontage, there's problems with parking already. So I think that we would even have a further, like a just added difficulty in that area as a result of, say, parked vehicles in that near that intersection, which I wouldn't want to see in that area. I think there's a lot of difficulties right now. The applicant is asking that we change the traffic configuration there to a four-way stop from a two-way stop. I'm not sure if that's going to alleviate the problem if he's got all these parked vehicles, or if the proposal for those that subdivision of three lots or all the vehicles are up front. So that's going to, there'll be a very congested area. In addition to that, I find it interesting that Mr. Sitch, who also would have the same opportunity as the applicant to ask for a subdivision of three lots, would be satisfied with two lots. So Mr. Sitch is consistent with what our expectations were in the area, and I find it unusual that the applicant is looking for something extraordinary as far as what's outside of what we would consider generally acceptable in the neighborhood. I'd like to also point out that my name is on the petition, and I think that speaks strongly for what the community feels about the entire issue. And that's all I have to say.
Okay, thank you very much. Any questions at this time?
Same question. How big is your lot?
Between 40 and 50 feet.
Yep. All right, thank you for your presentation. There's others registered for in opposition. If some of you have already heard some of the arguments, you can sometimes just register. If you wish to, you can just indicate you're here in opposition and be registered. But if you do have other comments you'd like to add, please feel free to come forward. Richard Uchuk. Richard. If, again, you could state your name and address for the tape recording, Richard.
Hi. Hi. I'm Richard Uchuk. I live at 40 Silverfields Lane, which is, I guess, the three homes will back onto the side of my house. The problem with the three homes going in is if you look in the area, the average home has two vehicles. You're putting in three lots, two vehicles apiece, six vehicles onto a heavy corner, which is one of the major access roads out of the area. The second thing is the lot size would be pretty well inconsistent with the rest of the homes on that side of the street. And that's about it.
Okay.
And, well, I should say I've got a big concern on that size of lots. I don't think people will tend to stay too much. And I'm not sure, based on these things, whether these homes will be built on those lots.
Okay. Thank you very much, Mr. Uchuk. Any questions at this time? Thank you very much for your presentation. Wilhelm and Helen Hildebrand? I register in opposition. Okay, thank you very much. Ross Ryback, register in opposition, Mr. Ryback. Thank you. Orest Lucy. Sorry.
Yeah, same thing.
Register in opposition, Orest. Thank you. Brent Marsh, register in opposition.
In opposition.
Okay, thank you. Barry Huggins. State your name and address, Mr. Huggins. Welcome.
Sure. Thank you. Barry Huggins, 27 Blue Horizon. I'm a simple man, so I don't retain a bunch of Philadelphia lawyers to present a case to you. It's such a matter that has been, but I will say this about that. I wasn't satisfied with the sidestep on something you addressed. Maybe he misunderstood something, and maybe I misunderstood it. You mentioned that corner is the vista of our area. I mean, that is basically when you're driving in there, you stop in there and you get your first impression. And my first impression is quite simply, it's a beautiful area. I've been there for 11 years. I'm raising a family there. Now we're going to see three sliver homes on these tiny little lots that you're not going to be able to fit a piece of paper in between. And the property values, I mean, he's mentioning the base dollar being a builder. I'm not a builder, but I'm thinking that they're very inconsistent. I mean, you know, I'm not an idiot, and I just see that the number that he's given are way overinflated, especially for the neighborhood. You know, the neighborhood, I think, has got, let's say upper middle class, and, you know, these homes that he's presenting to me are probably going to be first-time buyers. And I just don't think it's indicative of the neighborhood. And it's not going to be safe with all those vehicles parked on that one side. There's going to be more than one vehicle per home. The property themselves wouldn't sustain that, I don't believe. I'm totally opposed. It's a dangerous corner. We've stressed that enough. But putting more cars on that one side, there's no sidewalk, really I think is going to endanger all the small children. And there's a ton of them, and the park is just down that street. So my kids, along with half the development, have got to go down that corner to get there. So once again, I just very pleased.
Thank you. Any questions? No, thank you. For not being a Bay Street lawyer, did all right. So thanks very much, Mr. Huggins.
I guess I should ask you the size of the lot, too.
My lot?
How wide?
I'm on a corner lot, so my frontage is small, but my back is 220. My back in five houses.
Don Rogacki? Aye. Welcome.
Hi, my name is Don Rogacki. I live at 348 Jogs. It's roughly a block and a half east of these properties. Okay. I believe Mr. Earl works for Concord Properties. Now, would Concord Properties not have been aware that there was extra land when they subdivided like a year ago? I believe that's what he said, that it was a 100-foot lot that he represented Mr. Vandenberg, Mr. Vandenberg on. Now, would the zoning committee or planning committee not have made them aware that there was an extra 16 feet available at the time?
Mr. Earl will have an opportunity to come back and respond to your question, so hopefully he's made a note of it.
Just was curious about that.
For sure.
If a year ago they divided into two, why was he not made aware that he could have gone with three lots?
Okay.
I guess is a question I have. Whether it's a good question or not, I don't know. But right. I'd love to see houses go up there, whether it's two or three. I think two is probably a far better option. And that's what I'll have to say.
Okay.
And my lot is about 50 feet.
Okay. All right. Thank you. Any questions? No? Thank you. Susan Atkins. Hi. Welcome.
My name is Susan Atkins, and I live at 100 Orm Drive, and I oppose this plan. And they have spoken to all the main concerns. I'm just going to share sort of an Orem Drive perspective as well, because we haven't heard from anyone yet from Orem Drive in that area. Orem Drive is a very long roundabout, sort of a big swooping street that also feeds into Jacques. So I do that gateway many times a day, either going down Silverfields towards the park or to a left down Jacques and to Orem Drive. So I'm at 100, so I'm right sort of around the bend. And with the concern with traffic, definitely when I take my two little guys to their child care centers, or we do have quite a few child care homes that have licensed or unlicensed supervision, there's a lot of traffic already existing down Jacques. And to have that blockage, I mean, right now it's a green space. It may not be the prettiest green space, but at least it's a green space. And you see people running and jogging and walking their dogs at night, and you see that corner where the buses turn. So right now there is a visual, because it's not a four-way stop. You know, it flows down Orem onto Jacques, and then, you know, out onto Silverfields and then to Grassy. So I mean, definitely the concern is traffic flow that way, and like I said, from the other concerns, just cookie cutting three lots with increased traffic on that particular corner, I think it really does affect the gateway into that community. It's a very strong community. We have members that have lived there for, you know, many years, And there's a lot of passion, there's a lot of spirit in Kildonan Estates. You came out to our, you know, our first sort of big, you know, barbecue slash community, you know, event at the park. We just did that on our own, you know, come meet the neighborhood. There's a lot of residents that care about that area. When you drive in, there's lots of kids skateboarding, riding their bikes. They're out on the street. They're playing street hockey. You know, if we could shut down the street every Sunday and just let them all play, that would be awesome. But we tried that, and there's apparently a lot of red tape with you guys. So,
but give me a call.
Yeah, well, I'd love to do that on a Sunday afternoon and just let the kids ride the bikes and skateboard and do all that. But I definitely think the concern is at that corner, and I'm just like to represent a perspective from Orem Drive. So.
Sure. Okay, thank you for your comments, Susan. Are there any questions?
How wide your lot?
It's actually, it's 50 by 180.
By 180. Thanks, Susan. Any other questions? Bodies? No, fine. Jackie Storseth, registered in opposition? Okay, thank you very much. David and Hetty Prue?
Dave left?
Okay. Ernie Koop, registered in opposition? Mr. Koop? Hi, welcome.
My name is Ernie Koop. I reside at 290 Jacques, and I appreciate the email from Mr. Winthrop on the procedures of the questions that I was asking. Rather than going through all the other things that have been presented, there is one thing that I just want to dwell on. Well, by the way, I have the 100-foot lot with the three-car garage, but that doesn't mean that everybody has to have a 100-foot lot. And no, we are not in opposition of 50-foot lots. When he went for that application, nobody opposed it. And I know your guys' job is tough. I went for a rezoning on, I got the crappy two bi-levels. But you know something? They're not 700 square feet. They're 910. Top and bottom are developed. And I know Warren Earl started off like that too, building bi-levels, but I did not do that for profit gain. That was actually a donation project for MBCI High School. So, you know, it's not sometimes the nature, you know, what it looks, what it is. On the parking issue, there's a fire hydrant right across on the north side of Jacques where these three properties are. So I'm not sure what the, what is it, 25 feet on either side? So basically the parking becomes non-existent on the other side of the street for these people. And you know what? I got great neighbors, Blue Horizon people. They can't park anywhere. Where do they park? They park on Jacques. And you want the kids play ball hockey, street hockey on Blue Horizon and on Silverfields, like the previous homeowner was saying. There are kids in this neighborhood, and it just won't work. You get your driveway. I'm not sure. I do believe the minimum requirement for a single driveway is 6 meters, you know, at the flare out at where the street meets. I do believe it's 3 meters, you know, at the property, and you flare out. Well, that's 20 feet. You got three lots, 60 feet of driveway space being taken up. That leaves, doesn't leave much, you know, for boulevard on each side. And I'm sure these houses are great. You know what? But you know what? When they are canned together, there's no green space. And this area on Jacques, they're on the north side, pardon me, the south side of Jacques are all the even numbers, like 290, whatever. The numbers that he mentioned that were, they were all uneven. They're on that part of that new development that have the less than 50-foot lots. Consistent with the area is top priority. I know you guys can't police, you know, who stops at a stop sign. I mean, that's half the problem. If you put a cop there, you could nail half a dozen guys that don't stop at a stop sign. And I know one of these days some kids are going to get nailed. But I'm not sure that a four-way would help, but maybe it would. But anyway, that is my plan. I know that the Hildebrands weren't going to speak, but they're going to be subdividing in the next year or two for their kids 50-foot lots.
Okay, any questions? Any questions at this point?
No.
Thanks very much, Mr. Cooper.
Thank you.
I think they're there to be offered to anybody who wishes them. Yeah. So thank you. Mr. Nault. Hi, Bernie.
Bernie Nolte, 330 Jacques Avenue. I subdivided my property about 3.5 years ago into two properties. I'm wondering why he was to see when I did my subdivision, actually asked me if I wanted to buy that property on the side of me, and I said no as well at that time. So when they're doing their subdivision of the two 50-foot lots, they were well aware that that option was there. And I know the cost to subdivide the lot, so I think he's just trying to capitalize on the expense of doing two lots versus three.
Okay.
And my lot's 60 feet wide. And if you were to walk down the street of Jacques, all on the south side, I would say 80 to 90% are 50 and more foot lots.
On the south side of Jacques.
Yeah. And if you were to drive down Silver Fields as you come in, you're going to see a house sticking 16 feet out and not be consistent with the area coming in. Because that house is going to jog out of the other lot where that house backs onto. So it's going to be an eyesore. To me, it's going to be an eyesore. I'm a developer, and I'm also a real estate agent, so I might consider pretty. These houses are going to be nice, but they're not going to be consistent with the area.
Okay. Thank you, Mr. Nolte. Any questions? Thanks very much for coming forward. James Chapman. Hi, Mr. Chapman.
Opposition, but I just want to say I moved into this neighborhood 6 years ago.
If you please. Yeah.
Everything's being recorded, so if you have comments, you have to come and speak into the mic.
Yeah. Hi, Mr. Chapman.
Hello.
Welcome.
My name's James Chapman. I live at 164 Orem, so another Orem person. We do have a wonderful neighborhood. I moved in there 6 or 7 years ago. My wife would correct me if she was here. My lot is 50 wide by 180. I'm on the outside of the developments. When you look around that development, all the houses are consistent with the 50-foot lots, and it looks nice the way the neighborhood is set up. I just don't see how those houses will probably be facing Silver Fields, I would imagine. So it'll be fronting onto there. That's the only way I could see them fit onto there. That just isn't consistent with the way that neighborhood looks on that, even on that street on Silver Fields. I don't see how you can fit those houses across like that. If you fit them facing Jacques, that's going to completely, you know, just the scale of the houses, the scale of the way the neighborhood looks. You see three little houses jammed in this lot, and you see all the other houses which are consistent with the lots across all the way down Silver, all the way down Jacques, onto Orem, all the way around Orem, all those houses around there. And echo also the concerns of the other people in the area too with the traffic and that sort of thing. And that's it. I just wanted to make sure I said my piece.
Okay, Mr. Chapman, thank you for coming forward.
Thank you.
Are there any questions?
Okay.
No. Thank you very much, Mr. Chapman.
Thank you.
Shelley Litke. Shelley, registered in opposition? Okay, thank you very much. Alexandra Nazarevich. Sorry about that. Nazarevich.
Perfect.
Great, thank you.
This makes perfect. I'm Alexandra Nazarevich. I live at 3 Blue Horizon Cove. When I moved into the neighborhood about 10 years ago, it was a very quiet neighborhood. Over the years, when people come to visit me, they have a couple of comments. One is, my, the neighborhood's changed. There's so many vehicles parked in the driveways, and they also spill over onto the streets already. The other comment is, where do I park? It's already very times that it's very parked up. And I actually live not far from where this proposal is. So on the other side of the street, just slightly over.
Okay, great. Thank you for your presentation.
How big is your lot?
50.
Great. Thanks very much. Any other questions? Svitlana. Svitlana. Thanks, Svitlana. Thanks for your patience. Hi, welcome.
My name is Svitlana Malyuzinski, 3 Blue Horizon Cove. So that's my mother. I live with her. And I just wanted to provide a voice for someone that lives on Blue Horizon, because the only other person you've heard is my mother, and as well as someone who is younger. So I like to go for walks oftentimes with my mother around the area, and there are, like my mother said, tons of cars, and I am concerned for myself just making sure that, because the cars are blocking, so you can't see so much whether cars are coming and the traffic problem. But more so for the children that are playing in front of where Mr. Uchuk lives. He lives at 40 Silverfields, and so I think you have maps. So that's right across the way. And they're on a regular basis. There are children playing there. And I don't think it is safe right now. And someone already said a child will get hurt one of these days eventually, unfortunately. So if you do put three households right there, so assuming they have two cars each, plus visitors coming, and there's already no place to park, already way too many cars, that is just setting up a ridiculous situation. And I think putting three right there is just completely inappropriate. Okay. Thank you.
Thank you for your presentation. Any questions? No, thank you. Vicky Semenyuk, registered in opposition? Great, thanks very much. Anybody else here registered for opposition that hasn't filled out a slip? Anybody else registered in opposition? Seeing none. Anybody here registered for information that also hasn't filled out a form? Registered for information? Seeing none, I'll ask the applicant to come back to address any issues that he may have heard. Mr. Earle. Thanks.
Well, I'm rather taken back at the opposition to this application. I am in total amazement that the creation of one extra lot would create this type of feeling within the community, or Kildonan Estates. I've listened to the comments of the people who are in opposition. I could address each one of those issues. The parking issue, the traffic issue, the devaluation of the homes. But it is not my intent to create this dissatisfaction with what I am doing. So I am prepared to withdraw my application because I think that a counselor listening to all of this would say to himself, I have a choice here. Even though I do not believe that what I am doing is adding to a devaluation of property or creating extra problems for traffic or parking, I sincerely don't believe that. I do not wish to upset the residents in that area in this way. However, I can tell you that I have paid out considerable money for my application. I wouldn't mind if I was to withdraw my application that somehow I could be refunded for it. But in either case, I wish to withdraw my application, and I will be satisfied with building two 50-foot lots.
All right. So you're withdrawing your application as of right now, Mr.
As of right now, before you make a decision, yes.
And that includes item number 5 as well.
Well, we're considering both items at the same time, Councillor.
I would just like to make one other comment, though. Like, I find it difficult in understanding where our councillors are leading us. And in particular, just a comment that was made by you, Mrs. Thomas. Right, that you were willing to support smaller lots because of the need, and when one shows that this is what we can build, right, on these lots, and yes, I'm in business, I need to make a profit, and profit is not a dirty word. I would have built $260,000 homes, $300,000 homes, and there would be new people moving into that area. And because they're spending that type of money, they are willing to upkeep their properties. It would not be a devaluation. And one lot is not going to create all of these problems. Those problems that exist there, and any of the residents who are really concerned about the traffic issues.
Please address your concerns to the chair, please.
That are really concerned about the traffic issues, I, for one, want to bring forth a delegation to this particular community committee to have those stop signs put up on the corner of Jacques and Silver Springs to slow the traffic, because I own property there, and I don't want that problem either, and I don't want the problem for the people who are going to be building on those lots one way or another. So I thank you for your time.
Well, Mr. Olin, I want to thank you for withdrawing your, well, being up front with us right now rather than us having to deliver it. If your intent was to withdraw right now, that's fine. You could draw it afterwards or before, and you've chosen to do it before. You should be aware, I think, you know, we've as a community committee, and this is more are you aware question, that throughout the Transcona Ward at least, can't speak for all of council, but for the Transcona Ward and this community committee in general, when it comes to infill housing, we've gone above and beyond to try to encourage housing. And I could point many numerous locations and addresses where sometimes infill housing is sometimes more the very most difficult, believe it, versus a piece of farmland in the middle of nowhere to subdivide. And are you aware that we have worked with developers and business people across the city who come here to do business to try to find solutions? And one only has to drive around the community to see the amount of building activity to understand that and know that. So are you aware?
I am aware, but I am also aware of the fact, Councillor Wyatt, that on Reg Wyatt Way, these same homes are being built on 38-foot frontages.
Right.
And those are the types, those are the styles of homes that are being built there and sold there for that type of price. I'm not lying to you.
Excuse me.
No, I know that. But like, there is absolutely no way. There's absolutely no way that I'm trying to create that type of a problem. So having said that,
you're aware of what I've.
I understand that.
I understand. You understand where we're coming from as well. Very good.
Thank you.
The application has been withdrawn, so there is.
I need a motion to file the matter, in as much as the applicant has verbally withdrawn.
So moved by Councillor Thomas. All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Thank you very much, everyone.